98.1 KZE, the up and running morning show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us live in the studio right now is Robert Burke Warren. We just heard his Dark Angel Eyes off the album To This Day, which came out back in the day, but still sounds great.
Thank you.
To this day. And Robert, how you doing?
I'm really good, Rick. How are you?
Really well, neighbor. Things on High Street are looking good these days.
Yep.
We don't have too much dust blowing down the street anymore. We suffered from that for a little while.
Yeah, we did. Now, things on High Street are looking good. We got the a nice little blanket of snow.
Probably. It's always great. I tell people I live on High Street, and they go, sure you do.
Do you know our street sign hasn't been stolen in a while?
It's been a long time. Yeah, they made it look ugly.
Yeah. That's the key. But I'm telling you, at some point, some kid is going to drive past it. And I don't know. Maybe he's not a kid.
Maybe they put, like, I eyeballed it. Yeah, eyeballed. So Nick, my son, bought me a sign that said High Street. So I wouldn't have to worry about stealing it or getting one from some weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Because probably all the houses on High Street have one of these signs. Robert.
High Street. Yeah, it's hilarious. Anyway, but yeah, it's great to be here. I'm so glad for having me. I appreciate it. So, thanks for playing my song. That song was on my first solo album, and it is still one of my favorite pieces of recorded music.
What year did you make it?
It came out in 2000, I remember. Yeah, we recorded it over, I cannot believe that's true, but it is.
Wow.
It came out in the year 2000.
Wow.
And
Y2K.
Yeah, we survived Y2K
and
decided to make a record.
Well, Robert, you are a great musician.
Thank you.
That's my humble denomination to you.
Thank you.
And I enjoy your solo music. I enjoyed back in the day when our kids were around the same age and you were Uncle Rock.
Yes, indeed. I was Uncle Rock.
Now, I always wondered and want to know, because this is my chance to ask you, why didn't you just take on the Uncle Rock persona and just be Uncle Rock, like full blown? Because you divest yourself and were Uncle Rock and Robert Burke Warren as two separate entities. So how come you didn't do that?
Well, I did. I did Uncle Rock pretty much full time for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And it was really great. And it started as, you know, as an accident. I mean, it was something I was just doing for fun that people are like, it's fantastic, you know, and it was rock
well,
and roll.
Well, at the time, Jack, your son, was six-ish or so.
Exactly.
So were my kids and a lot of other our friends who are musicians, Ralph and Katie, all had kids the same exact age. So you entertained not only us adults, but all the kids. And then that grew. Just our little circle to, well, you became a phenom, and kids would pull at your leg everywhere you went.
Yeah. We did a little touring. We played in Los Angeles. I played in Austin. I went to the Austin City Limits Music Festival. And
wow.
And we played. Yeah, it was pretty great. And I got a lot of airplay on both terrestrial and satellite radio, which was wonderful. Yeah, I did it for, but I knew that and I had a great band actually.
Yeah.
My friends who were really into it, and it was a great community thing. We used to do the New Year's Eve nights at Bearsville Theater, where the ball would drop at 8 p.m. I think that may have been the most people I've ever seen in Bearsville. And I don't know if you can count a small person as a person.
Yeah, you do.
It's two people, but that is pretty epic. And we would do that. We did those like 3 years in a row. But you asked me like, first of all, it started as like a father-son project. Mm-hmm. It was just something fun to do with my son. And even in the beginning, I was like, I know once he gets to be like 12, I'm guessing.
This is going to wear off.
He's going to be like, man, I'm dead. I don't want to do these Uncle Rod gigs. But for a while there, for a good long while, and to this day, he's 27 now. He cites that as like a you know
It was a formative. Coming of age. Yeah, it was a coming of age.
It was a formative experience. Yeah. We were up on stage. We would get thrown. We would get like, let's go to Mass MoCA. Let's go to some. Let's go to some library in Western New York.
But he was always into it, wearing a pirate hat, had a sword. He would always be down.
He was way into it, and then he wasn't. You know, and then
as you expected,
he quit the band. And actually, he and Lucio Lignini started their own band, which is exactly how I thought it would go.
And they were an amazing band.
They were an amazing band.
They were really good.
But I still do, and the thing is, I still do it twice a week. I still do it. I still go as Uncle Rock, and I play in the Uncle Rock is a very important part of my life still.
Cool.
Yeah, I go
to
I go to First Steps Preschool in Bearsville, and I go to Woodland Playhouse in Phoenicia.
Cool.
And and it's I've become the only organic music a lot of these kids hear.
Yeah, it is really a treat when a young person gets to see somebody enjoying playing music and making them enjoy the music they've heard, just like you, Robert.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and enjoying with their peers, because
yeah, that's even cooler.
They a lot of times I'll walk in, here I am, I'm like 6'2", this very large person coming in the room, and I go, "Hey kids, it's Uncle Rock!" And then most of them, like, freak out in a good way.
Yeah.
They're like, "This is awesome!" And then, but there's always a couple of them that are
get
legit
a little
terrified.
Yeah,
and but they come around. But yeah, but they don't. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. As kids have gotten tablets and digital devices over the last 10 years or so, their quality of their attention changes, and the notion that they can make music as opposed to be passive consumers of it is even less of a thing. So it's important to me. It's still a mission for me to tell them that, or teach them through, you know, playing music with them, that they can make music, that they are vessels for music themselves.
Okay, so Robert Burke Warren, here we are. And you've come full circle, because you are getting to enjoy your 17-year-old self in its finest by performing a David Bowie show.
Yep.
This is happening tomorrow night, A Colony in Woodstock. It's Robert Burke Warren's Bowie Bash.
Yep.
And who doesn't love Bowie? And now tell us, who's in the band, Robert?
On guitar is Nora Kaczynski. Phenom, Saugerty's own Nora Kaczynski is a phenomenal guitar player. My friend Mark Lerner playing bass. His spouse Nancy Howell singing. Ann Osmond singing. Dennis Yeri playing piano. The whole thing began with me and Dennis. Tobias Ralph on drums. Callie Mansfield on vocals, are also one of our neighbors. And I think that's it.
That's a cool band.
It
now,
is a great band.
Everyone grew up like us, loving Bowie.
No, some of them did. Like which I think is a good thing. Like Dennis is more of a jazz dude.
Yeah,
and but he was intrigued by the gig when we first put it together in 2019.
Really?
Yeah, 2019.
That's really interesting. I know Dennis, and well, he's a magical, mystical guy besides a great musician, and he plays the flute.
He does play the flute. No flute in this show, though, but he's an incredible piano player.
Yeah, so
he can do all of that sort of jazzy sort of, you know, the stuff that's from there's a lot of piano, especially on the 70s stuff, and and we also, we don't use synthesizers or anything, so when we get into the late 70s and 80s stuff.
Do you do Life on Mars?
Yeah.
Do you do Moon Age Daydream?
Yep.
We just heard a little while back.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So you're really running through the gamut of Bowie's.
We do, yeah. We get the oldest song we do is Oddity, which came out in 69. Okay. And we also do Where Are We Now, which came out in 2014. We do the I Can't Give Everything Away, which is the last song on Black Star, which is this beautiful, beautiful song. That album, I think, is one of my favorite. It might be my favorite Bowie album.
It is so expressive.
Yes.
Deep.
Yes.
It really is.
It is. I cannot, you know, just all the circumstances behind him making it and everything. Mm. But we did the show in New York City at City Winery last Saturday, mm. and I had one of the greatest experiences that I have had doing this show over the years.
What's that?
Well, the show went really well, and we played about a 90-minute set without a break, and then we finish, and then I'm go backstage, and then I went back out on stage to get my stuff because I don't have a roadie. So, thank God. And there, standing at the lip of the stage, was Lexi Bowie, the daughter of Iman and Bowie, who lives in Manhattan, presumably. I don't know if she's got her own place or if she lives at their old place. I don't know, but okay. I'm a super fan, so I knew who it was.
Wow.
But there was a part of my brain was like, this can't be happening. And then, but she has, you know, our eyes locked, and she's looking at me. And so I went over there, and she said, thank you. She said, thank you so much. It was really intense, and I can only imagine what it's like being the daughter of an icon like that. I always wonder what it's like for the daughters and sons of the icons.
Would you go out and celebrate it? Yeah. Or would you just be like, no, that's mine. Go away.
She said, I loved it. Thank you so much. And she had this gratitude coming off of her. And I was like, how you doing? What's up? You know, because I knew that she went to day school summer camp up here, you know, back in the day. But she's 25 now. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she says, I'm good. And she said, my name's Lexi. And I was like, I know who you are. Anyway, but it was a wonderful kind of...
super cool.
It was super cool.
And there you go again. If only my 17-year-old... old self could see me now.
She's very kind, and and also it all roads lead back to Uncle Rock, because she was with a friend who's also now 25, and the friend's mom had invited Lexi to come to the show, and the friend was like, I remember you as Uncle Rock. And there we go. Like, that happens all the time.
That's cool.
Anyway, so that was very cool.
Yeah, and that's why we mentioned it today. Robert Burke-Warren, our guest. And, well, you're holding a guitar. We talked a lot. You want to play a tune? Don't miss tomorrow night, Colony in Woodstock on Rock City Road.
Yeah.
Robert Burke-Warren's Bowie Birthday Bash, which starts at...
Doors are at 6, and I advise you to get there early. Seats are limited. There's a lot of space to hang out, and there's seats upstairs, but seats on the floor. If you want to grab one of those, I advise you to get there.
Yeah, and I believe that also tickets have been moving for the event. So
they are. They are.
You have to really get your tickets and get in there.
We're going to do two sets. We always do two sets. The second set, we're going to play Ziggy Stardust in its entirety.
No way.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's like, ambitious.
When I sat down, I was like, can we do this? And we already knew most of the tunes because that's one of my favorite eras. It's only like 40 minutes of music because it's an album. It's a classic album. It's like 40 minutes. Wow. 40 minutes.
So you're holding a guitar.
Okay, what do you want to hear?
You're here. What do you want to play?
Do you have any? Do you have any?
Pirates by Uncle Rock?
Oh. I'm a pirate. Sailing on the seven seas. Yeah. What about?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm a pirate. Won't you come along with me? It's Uncle Rock hit. Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Come on up the gangplank and have some fun.
There's nothing like a bunch of 8-year-olds singing yo-ho-ho in a bottle of rum.
I got a monkey and a parrot too. A feather in my hat from a cockatoo. Arr.
Undeniable. Music for children of all ages. Uncle Rock, Robert Burke-Warren.
Woo!
You want to play a tune? Now's your chance.
Okay, okay. this is Where Are We Now, which is up the next day, which is about it was a latter day Bowie cut. This is when he was living in. It's a ode to the time he spent in Berlin. Which, if you're a Bowie fan or a super fan, you know that was a crucial time for him as a creative person.
The trilogy of albums that came out in that time are influential and deep.
Very deep. Yeah. He almost killed himself with cocaine in L.A., and he went to...
Well, you named an album Low.
This is from the next day. Here we go. Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that. Just walk in the dead. Sitting in the jungle on Nürnberger Straße, a man lost in time near Cardavay. Just walk in the dead. Where are we now? Where are we now? The moment you know. 20,000 people cross Bergen Brücke. Fingers are crossed, just in case, just walk in the dead. Where are we now? Where are we now? The moment you know. As long as there's sun, as long as there's sun, as long as there's rain, as long as there's rain, as long as there's fire, as long as there's fire. As long as there's me, as long as there's you,
KZE, the Up and Running Morning Show. Our guest this morning, Robert Burke Warren. Don't miss Robert Burke Warren's David Bowie Birthday Bash, Colony, Rock City Road, Woodstock, tomorrow night, starting early. Get there early, have dinner.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
It's a great event. It's a community. We start the day off. And my mic is still on?
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to yell. Didn't mean to be aggressive.
I thought you were being a barker. Like, all of a sudden, we're at a circus.
Get
it's like, step right up.
Happy birthday bash. Get your tickets.
Three rings.
You there. Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah, please do. Yeah, it's a wonderful community event. We need each other. In real time, in real space, more than ever, I dare say.
And the best part is the songs that you curate for the event. You choose some great Bowie songs. And folks, if you're a Bowie fan, your greatest favorite songs will be hit. And you'll also fall in love with some deeper songs like that one from... Well,
from David the next
Bowie.
Day.
Yeah, from the next day, from David Bowie's great collection of amazing songs. And
yeah. It's an amazing thing to go through his catalog and to think every time we play, at some point I think, wow, all these songs came from one dude. I mean, he had a lot of help. He was a great collaborator. He had a lot of help putting the songs together. But the guy who wrote all those songs for everything from Space Oddity to Ziggy Stardust to Heroes to Ashes to Ashes to Modern Love, up until the latter day stuff. Yeah. And I'm Afraid of Americans. We do some 90s stuff that's really fun. Fame. We do some disco Bowie. We do some punk rock Bowie.
Cool.
So it's great.
Do you hit anything from station to station?
TVC15.
Favorite Bowie album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's interesting. People, that's a fascinating conversation. You know, it's like,
what's your favorite album?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people rarely say what's the best Bowie album, but they like, what's your favorite? And yeah, a lot of people love Station to Station. Yeah, I still think Black Star or Hunky Dory, one of those. Those are very different. But anyway, yeah. And then some people say Ziggy.
Yeah.
Some people will say Scary Monsters. Some people say Heroes. Some people say Low. It's just, it's a lot for everyone. He made really good use of his ADHD.
Indeed.
By his own admission.
Well, Robert, thanks a lot for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show and being here at 98.1 KZE. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the Bowie birthday bash at Colony tomorrow night, and we'll stay in touch with you soon.
See you on High Street.
Yeah, I will. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after these very important messages, so stay here.
The name you know and the name you trust is Williams.
From your first swatch to the first mix.